I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. Today marks 1 year for Dreams and Detours, the podcast. Time flies, and when I look back, I can't believe how much fear I had in the beginning. I feel pretty badass launching this show and learning how to produce and edit my own episodes. It's been a real treat to record with old friends and the new ones I made in the process. I have big gratitude to those who have shared raw, vulnerable parts of themselves with so much grace. That has been beautiful to be part of. My hope is that they've made you wonder or smile or even recognize parts of yourself. I know I definitely felt a connection to many, and it helped me to open up more. I'm typically private, but this wouldn't be nearly as interesting if I didn't put my own spin and self into the mix. It was great to talk about love and include stories from contributors who told us how they feel loved. The best part for me is when I'm with my tribe and we talk about the content of the episodes. I love that we can discuss how a topic made them feel or how they would have responded if in the hot seat. Sometimes we just need affirmation that our experiences are not entirely unusual and that we're not alone. The episode I shared about losing a lifetime friend to lack of communication, it hit a nerve with many. I don't doubt that there are friendships that have ended when it didn't have to be that way. I'm also certain that when we forgive, we can recreate trust and loyalty beyond measure. I am so fortunate to have had that experience too. Those close to me know that I'd do anything for them, that my love and loyalty are my currency. In the areas where life was not modeled well for me, my tribe has graciously stepped up to show me the way. And the coolest part about my modern family is that some have been in the circle of trust forever, while others wandered into my life a short time ago. My open door policy is that you are free to go as much as you are welcome in. The rules are simple. Come in to celebrate this life. Bring wine, a good playlist, and an open heart. I've got the tissues for the tears and a vault for the secrets. It wasn't always this way, but at each turn, I built my life brick by brick. And the cool cats that surrounded me actually grounded me. It took time, and I am sure glad that I held on through the dark times to enjoy all that has come from being resilient. Besides, if I allowed fear to win, I would never have created this show. I think it's safe to say we need to get out of our heads and take steps toward a life we can love. And if I didn't have faith that I will always find a way to make life work out, I wouldn't be here. I have a lot of ideas for season two, including conversations around betrayal, forgiveness, and how to communicate, because staying stuck in a job or relationship is no way to live. Life is not a cockfight. I appreciate you. Take care of yourself. Be kind to others. And thanks for listening. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.